ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 This is Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 1, text 15. That's right, keep the door closed. Yat
Pada
Sanshaya
Suta
Munayaha
Prashamayana
Sadhya
Punanti
Upasprishta
Svardhuni
Apo
Anusevaya
Yat Pada Sanshaya
Suta
Munaya Prashamayana Sajja Punanchupasprishta Sadhya Punantyupasprishta Svardhunyapo Nusevaya Yat Pada Sanshaya Suta Munaya Prashamayana Sajja Punantyupasprishta Svardhunyapo Nusevaya Yat Pada Sanshaya Suta Munaya Prashamayana Sajja Punantyupasprishta Svardhunyapo Nusevaya Yat Whose? Pada Lotus Feet Sanshraya
Those who have taken shelter of
Suta, O Suta Goswami, Munayaha,
great sages,
Prashamayana,
absorbed in devotion to the Supreme.
Sadhyaha,
at once,
Punanti,
sanctify.
Upasprishtaha,
simply by association.
Svardhuni,
of the sacred Ganges.
Apaha,
water.
Anusevaya,
bringing into use.
O Suta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. Purport. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of prolonged use of the Ganges water, but one can be sanctified at once by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that any person, regardless of birth as Shudra, woman, or merchant, can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and by so doing can return to Godhead. To take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means to take shelter of the pure devotees. The pure devotees, whose only business is serving, are honored by the names Prabhupada and Vishnupada, which indicate such devotees to be representatives of the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone, therefore, who takes shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, by accepting the pure devotee as his spiritual master, can be at once purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord, because they are engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, for they deliver out of the material world the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to Godhead. Such pure devotees are better known as vice lords, according to revealed scriptures. The sincere disciple of the pure devotee considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always considers himself to be a humble servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. Om Jnanati Mirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshako Pitruvyascha Kripa Sindho Pyaevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ashwin didn't come, huh? Anyone have his number?
Ashwin,
he's
coming. I got his number.
Ask him to come. He had so many questions he wanted to pester me with this morning.
He should be coming.
Yeah.
I spoke to him.
See what happens.
हरी बोल हाँ बेटा वेट कर रहे हैं आपकी यहाँ पे सब गुरु स्वामी जी आपको पूछ रहे हैं जल्दी आइए हैं हरी बोल
थैंक यू यत पार संशया सूता मुनिया प्रशमायना सज्ज पुनंचुपस्पृष्टा स्वर्धुन्यापो नुसेवया The sages are continuing to express their eagerness to hear the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna. they consider themselves fortunate to have the opportunity to hear from the great sage Sutta Goswami on account of his being a pure devotee of the Lord. Yatpada Sangshaya Sutta. And they're glorifying the Lord. The Lord is not alone. The Lord doesn't mean just the Lord. Is there echo on that? If so, please turn it to zero. No echo. Okay, it's natural echo. That's okay. The Lord doesn't mean just the Lord. The Lord is never alone. Sometimes we see some picture, the Lord is sort of disembodied in the clouds. No. Why? The Lord is always with his devotees. The Lord is always in his transcendental realm. He's associated with the Vrajvasis or with the Dwarkavasis or with the devotees in Mathura. The Lord is never alone. Krishna means Krishna, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his devotees. Just as when we say king, it doesn't just mean the king, but king means throne, crown, queen, ministers, palace. As soon as you say king, all of these things are implied. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet with King Prataparudra, because it doesn't mean just him, but it means all of these things, palace, queen, money, sense gratification. When we say king, it means all of these things are included. So when we say Krishna, it doesn't mean just Krishna. It means Krishna, his flute, his ornaments, his dress, his expansions, his incarnations, his abode, the devotees. They're all included when we speak of Krishna. So, Yatpada, Sangshaya, Sutta. At the lotus feet of Krishna, the devotees are there. The devotees take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. What is that? Samashrita ye padapallabam plavam mahatpadam punyam yashomurad pavam buddhir vatsaparam param. Padam padam yadvi padam natesha. Samashrita. Samashrita means, ashrita means shelter, taking shelter. Samashrita, completely taking shelter. Samashrita yad paddapallabam plabam mahatpadam punya yasho murari. Murari, Krishna, is punya yasha. Even just hearing about the glories of the Lord is in itself transcendental, pious activity. One becomes purified simply by hearing about the glories of the Lord. By hearing the topics of the mundane men, one becomes polluted. When we hear about the ordinary topics of sports heroes, political figures, mundane men, our mind becomes directed toward the material energy, which means we become polluted. But when we hear about Krishna, the mind becomes purified. Krishna is completely pure. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitra. The Lord, Arjuna told the Lord, you are the supreme absolute truth, you are the supreme abode, and pavitra. You are completely pure and completely purifying. Asnaviram shuddham apapavitam. In the Isha Upanishad it said, that the Lord is purifying. Any contaminated thing becomes purified when connected with Krishna. Just like stealing. Stealing is very low class. The thieves and rogues steal. But when Krishna steals, we put him on the altar and worship him. He's notorious as a butter thief. But this thief is offered all respect. Because the theft, as soon as Krishna is involved, becomes pure. Krishna's fleeing from the battlefield. If any soldier flees from the battlefield, he's court-martialed, he's disgraced, he's thrown in prison, military prison. But when Krishna becomes the Ranchurji, we build him a temple. Yeah, Gujarat. So, an ordinary man dancing with other people's wives is deplorable. But even to think about it is contaminating. But when Krishna is dancing with the gopis, these topics are appreciated by pure brahmacharis, like Sukadeva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict that none of his female admirers could offer obeisances except from a distance. He threw out one of his associates, who was a very good kirtan leader, because although in the renounced order of life, that man just glanced lustfully at a woman. And yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing hearing about the activities of Krishna with the gopis. That means these activities are completely pure. The example is given that the sun comes in contact with stool and urine. Because people pass stool, people pass urine out in the fields. And the sun absorbs that. But the sun doesn't become contaminated. Rather, the place becomes antiseptic. The place becomes pure. The sun is most purifying. So the lotus feet of the Lord, samashrita yat padapallavam plavam, mahatpadam punya yashomara. The lotus feet of the Lord are like a boat for crossing over the ocean of material existence. Samashrita, for those who take shelter of that boat. If you want to cross, you have to get on the boat. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the boat goes, but you stay. Samashrita, the devotees who take complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. What to speak of the devotees? The whole cosmic manifestation, the whole material energy, is under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, Mahatpadam. So the devotees who take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet cross over this ocean of material existence, Bhavambhuti. The Bhavambhuti means the ocean of material birth and death. In struggling in the ocean, Hare Krishna, who can do anything? One is helpless in the ocean. But if a strong boat comes, then we can be rescued. So the Pavambudir, if one takes shelter of this boat, then it's a wonderful thing that the ocean of material existence is reduced to the quantity of water found in the hoofprint of a calf, vatsapana. That's the power of the glories of the Lord, the lotus feet of the Lord. If one takes shelter of those lotus feet, then the vast ocean of material existence becomes no more difficult than the quantity of water found in a calf's hoof print. Param param yad vipadam natesham. The goal for such devotees is not this material world. The destination of such devotees is not this material world. For those who ignore the lotus feet of the Lord, this material world is sure, even the impersonalists. Ye ye rabindaksha vimuktimanina. Ye ye rabindaksha vimuktimanaya. Tvayastapavad. Avishuddha Buddhaya. Arujya Krishchena Param Padam Tata. Patanchidho Nadita Yushmad Angreya. There may be those who think that they're liberated because they've earnestly pursued impersonal realization. But Vimuktamanina. Vimuktamanina means thinking themselves completely liberated. Vimuktamanina means thinking themselves liberated. The implication is that they're not. Maybe I mentioned Chart Sanghita. Chart Sanghita or Shushruta Sanghita? There's a word, Vaidyamanina. A person who thinks that he's a doctor. It's a list of people that a doctor shouldn't treat. One of them is Vaidyamanina. A person who thinks that he's a doctor. He's useless because he'll never listen. So Vimuktamanina, one who thinks that he's liberated. But Avishuddha Buddhaya, their intelligence is not completely pure. Somewhat pure, they know that I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul, life is meant for spiritual realization. All right, they're more elevated than those who are thinking, I'm this body, life is meant for gratification of the senses. But avishuddha buddhaya, they're not completely pure. Why? Even after so much trouble, krishchena, should they attain that impersonal oneness with God, we have a friend, he's always, his number one word is one. As any philosophical discussion, this, that, but everything is one, isn't it? As soon as one is there, if he hears that everything's one, now okay, everything is all right. Now everything's all right. Like a man who hears that his investments are safe. Everything is one. Yes, then it's all right. Even those who attain a state of impersonal oneness with the Supreme, patantyadha, they fall down again. Why? Anadrata yushmadangraya. Because they neglect the lotus feet of the Lord. Feet means person. The impersonal Brahmajyoti has no lotus feet. Feet means person. Because the impersonalists neglect the personality of Godhead, they have no shelter in the spiritual world. They're like these rockets that float in space. You know, they may be shot up into space and they may travel. But they can't just wander in space forever. Sooner or later, they'll be attracted by the gravity of some planet. Because floating is not the natural position. When it's on the ground, it can stay there. But floating, it's in an unstable condition. So the impersonalists, because of neglecting the lotus feet of the Lord, fall down. But therefore, who will take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord? The impersonalists may give some show. And they'll offer pranams to the Lord. They'll offer some prayers to the Lord. But ultimately, they're thinking that I'm the Lord. The Lord and I are one. Soham. Aham Brahmasmi. Om Tat Sat Tat Tomasi. They're thinking, but I'm also God. You're also God. Therefore, they don't actually take shelter of the Lord. Just superficially, they offer some respect. But just like in politics, we offer respect to some superior official, but the whole time we're thinking that if we play our cards right, we'll take his post. So, superficially offering respect to the Lord, at the same time maintaining the competitive mentality that I can also be on that same position, just as good as the Lord, one with the Lord. But the devotees, samashrita, they completely take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, and therefore they attain parampada, tadhama paramam mama, the supreme destination, the abode of Krishna in the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. They don't stay in this material world, which is a disaster zone. Padam padam yad vipadam. At every step, there's danger. At every step, there's danger. Practical, that you can step at any point and you can twist your ankle. You can step at any point and a car may come and finished. Any place. There's no safe place. You're in your home, you can trip over a lamp cord and break your neck. Yes. Fall down the stairs, slip in the shower, electrocute yourself with some domestic convenience. Take the wrong pills. These were meant for him and those were meant for you. You took the wrong ones. At every step there's danger. The world is just chock full of dangers. The ones that we read about in the newspapers. The newspaper itself is a danger. But it's so. One of our devotees, what was it? Someone offered his obeisances, and while standing up, the forehead hit his forehead and caused like a serious injury. You know, simple thing. There's nothing, no place safe. At every step, danger. Therefore, we're always in anxiety, always in fear. Always in fear that something may happen. Insurance companies are...
Tax department.
Yeah, tax department. They're something to be afraid of. Yeah, at any time it may be discovered what I'm doing to avoid the tax authorities. And the insurance company is there because at any time, when you get on the airplane, the insurance is available. Life insurance, this insurance, that insurance. Because who knows what might happen. So at every step there's danger. Therefore this material world is such an unsuitable place. Who wants to live in a place where we're always in fear? Where there's always danger. Danger from disease. Danger from political forces, danger from mobs, danger from everything. Every kind of danger. We want to feel everything is nice and comfortable. There's no safe place. Well, this material world is not the place for the devotees. It's the place for the criminals. Those who've turned away from Krishna, they're placed under the custody of the criminal department. They're placed within this material world. But those who take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord completely, samashrita, natesham, this material world is not for them. Yad gatva na nivartante tadham paramam. After leaving this life, they go back to Godhead for eternal life of bliss and knowledge in the association of Krishna. So yat pada sanshaya suta munaya prashamanaya. Such thoughtful persons, munis, who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, are prashamanaya, always absorbed in devotional service. Mahatmanas tumam parta daivim prakritam ashrita bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutari mamya. They always take shelter of the Lord and the divine energy of the Lord by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Satatam kirtiyanto mam, yatantas cha dhrita mrtaha, namasyantas cha mam bhaktya, nitya yukta upasate. They're always engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. Chanting about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, serving Krishna. Always engaged in Krishna's business. Prashamanaya, absorbed in devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, they're as good as the Lord. Not because they are the Lord. That question came yesterday. Krishna says, I consider the jnanis, perfect jnanis, those who've taken shelter of me, to be as good as my own self. That doesn't mean that they're Krishna. They're as good as Krishna because they're directly in contact with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's example is during the British Raj, the Viceroy was there in India and he was as good as the Queen. He was as good as the Queen or as good as the King because he was the King's representative. So anything given to him was as good as given to the sovereign. And anything signed by him was as good as signed by the sovereign. But he wasn't the king, nor could he keep the things given to him as his property. It had to be passed on. Nor did he have independent authority. He got his authority from the monarch. So the devotees of the Lord are as good as the Lord. They're as good as the Lord. sakshadhuri tena. Samasta shastra. All the shastras confirm that the pure devotee of the Lord is as good as the Lord. But kintu prabhoya priya evatasya. He is as good as the Lord because he's dear to the Lord. Not because he is the Lord. Priya eva. Because he's dear to the Lord. The Lord is dear to the devotee, so the devotee is dear to the Lord. Sadhava hridayo mayam, sadhava hridayam tvaham. The Lord says, the devotees are in my heart and I'm in the hearts of my devotees. They don't know anyone else but me, so I don't know anyone else but them. The Lord reciprocates. Anyone can become dear to the Lord. But most people are not interested in the Lord. Or they're interested in the Lord only so that the Lord can serve them as their order supplier. My dear Lord, I need this, I need that. They also become a little dear to the Lord. At least they've approached the Lord. Instead of ignoring the Lord, at least they're approaching. So they also are appreciated. But not on the level of those who are completely dedicated to the service of the Lord. Krishna says that they're the most dear to me. So, sadhya punanti upasprishta. Such devotees can at once purify those who come in contact with them. Sadhya. Sadhya means at once, immediately. Sadhya punanti. They can purify. Upasprishta. Simply by coming in contact with them, one can become purified. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu urged us to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi, Labhamatra Sadhu Sange, Sharva Siddhi Hoi. Sadhu means devotee of the Lord. What is that in the ninth chapter? Apiche sudaracharo padate mam ananyapad sadhure. Devotee is a sadhu. Devotee is actually a sadhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises us to seek after the association of such pure devotees. Why? Labhamatra sadhu sange sharpa shadhi. Even by one moment's, a fraction of a moment's association, one can get sarva siddhi, all perfection. All perfection. All perfection doesn't mean mystic powers, financial security. Real perfection means to become free from this material existence and engaged in the eternal association of the Lord, the eternal service of the Lord. Mukta Sangha Param Vajayin. Just by one moment's association, one's whole life can change. One's whole life can change just if one comes in touch with a pure devotee of the Lord. Such good fortune is there. One can be purified also by the bathing in the Ganga, Swardhuni, the river which is flowing from the heavenly planets and originating ultimately from the lotus feet of the Lord, or from the spiritual sky, Svardhuniapa, by that water also, Anusevaya, by worshipping the Ganga, one can be purified. Gradually. Those who are bathing in the Ganga every day, certainly they're very fortunate. Simply by bathing, they're being purified. But those who take shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee of the Lord are still more fortunate. Therefore it's said, yat tirta buddhi shalile nikar hichit janesh vibhigyeshu saiva gokar. The persons who go to there are many people who go on tirta yatra. They go to Haridwar, they go to Benares, they go to Puri, they go to so many places, which are, especially in India, there are so many tirthasthans, so many holy places. And people go there in great numbers. And they bathe in the sacred water. It may be the Kaveri or the Narmada, Ganga. And then they come back home and they say, yes, I went on Tirtha Yatra, I bathed in the holy river, it was wonderful, I felt so purified. But the Bhagavatam says, Janesha Bhigyeshu Saiva Gokara. They went to the holy place just to bathe in the river and not to seek out the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. Saiva Gokara. Their mentality is like that of a cow or an ass. You go to Mayapur and you'll see every day bathing in the Ganga so many buffaloes. They're also becoming purified. But they're also, of course, they're in Mayapur. But the person who goes to a place of pilgrimage only to bathe in the river is compared to the ass, the cow. Because they don't understand the actual purpose of going. Real purpose is not just to bathe in the water. That's nice, but the real purpose is to find the saintly persons who reside in such places and inquire from them about spiritual advancement. That's the real purpose. That's the real purpose. So the Ganga snan, yes, one will be purified gradually. But at once, sadhya, at once one will be purified by the association of a pure devotee. Therefore it's said, Kiratu hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shumpa yavana kashadi nye nye chapapa yadapashraya ashraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishname. Yes, if we could do a cell phone check, please. All cell phones off. Or silent. Shudyanti. The Lord is so pure that those who take shelter of the Lord become pure. And those who take shelter of those who take shelter of the Lord become pure. Actually, to take shelter of the Lord is not such an easy thing. One can take shelter of the Lord by taking shelter of one who's taken shelter. Not directly. The Lord is very difficult to approach. But if one approaches the devotee of the Lord, then the Lord becomes easy to approach. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shayutam. Therefore, one is advised to approach a pure devotee, spiritual master, in order to get the benefit of spiritual realization. Yadapashrayashraya. There are various kinds of people who are considered sinful. The pious people take birth in good families. That's mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita. Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Vijayate. The yogis who don't succeed. The yogis who succeed go back to Godhead. But the yogis who don't succeed still get the opportunity to come back in fortunate families. Shuchinam, Brahmin family. Brahmin family means pure. Shuchi means pure. I saw some newspaper article that the Brahmins are more pure in India. At least 50% of them are vegetarians. The highest percentage. Oh, but an actual Brahmin, not simply Brahmin by birth, but Shuchinam, the Brahminical families have a tradition of pure activities. They worship the Lord, they perform pious activities, they're clean in their habits. Shuchinam. And the wealthy people also, they've got some good fortune. Money is there for them. They don't have to struggle so hard just to live. So they're more fortunate. And there are those who are very sinful, born in very low circumstances, uncivilized, degraded, primitive. No culture, no, very, almost like animal life. And some of them are mentioned, Kirata, Hun, we hear about the Huns, who were like the scourge of Europe, they're the barbarians. Andhra, Palinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumbha, Yavana, so on. They're all considered very low. But Shudyanti, when they take shelter of someone who's taken shelter of the Lord, they become purified. There's a quotation given by Srila Rupa Goswami that there's some place, some district where the people are very low and barbaric. But when they're engaged in the devotional service of the Lord and wearing tilak, chanting the holy name, then they look better than the ordinary Brahmins. They look like demigods. Because they're purified. Haridas Thakur, born in a Muslim family. In the Muslim families, they're practically 100% non-vegetarian, and other culturally may not be very elevated. Historically, in India, the Muslims were recruited from the lower classes. Those who were rejected from the Hindu society took the opportunity that Islam is offering us, that everyone can join, everyone is accepted, everyone is equal. So why should we be in the Hindu society where we're on the very bottom or not even accepted at all, thrown out? Let us become Muslims and then we'll be in good standing. So that means generally the people were recruited from the lower section. But so Haridas Thakur happened to be born in such a family. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharya. When Advaita Acharya was a Pakka Brahmin, when he performed the Shraddh ceremony, first some food has to be offered to a pure Brahmin. So Advaita Acharya offered that plate to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur said, "Sir, you're a first-class, respectable Brahmin in the days when that really meant something. And you'll be a laughingstock of everyone if you're doing the ceremony this way, offering to me." Advaita Acharya said, "No, sir, by respecting you, it's better than respecting thousands of Brahmins." And he quoted so many verses from Shastra. Because you're chanting, Aho bata svapacho to guriyan yajjiva gre vartate nama tubya. Because you're chanting Harinam, you've bathed in all the holy rivers, you've done all pious activities, everything. Because the holy name is on the tip of your tongue. That means completely pure, because the holy name, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta, Abhinatam Nama Nami. By worshipping you, I'm worshipping thousands of Brahmins. So it doesn't matter. The Striya Sudra Tata Vaisha, we were saying that Srimatam, they're considered pious. In another place, not so pious. Striya Sudra Tata Vaisha. Doesn't matter. Everyone. Yanti Parangatam. Everyone can go back to Godhead by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which means taking shelter of the devotees who are always at the lotus feet of the Lord. By taking shelter of a pure devotee, Shudyanti. Even these barbarians become purified. They become better than the ordinary Brahmins. They become better. Someone's thinking, I'm a Pakka Brahmin, I'm Pakka Hindu, I'm Pakka this, Pakka that. But the barbarians who are chanting the holy name of the Lord become better than them. Why? Shujanti. Prabhavishnave Nama. By the power of the Lord, by the power of devotional service to the Lord, those who completely take shelter of the Lord's devotee, very quickly become purified. Lord Kapiladev says that if a low class person, an outcast dog eater, if he happens to enter the area where a sacrifice is being performed, that sacrifice is finished. The whole thing is ruined. Like you're offering food to the deity, and if a dog tastes it, have to start to throw it out, start all over again. The dog has eaten it. Or the contaminated persons, they ruin everything. Any holy function, they contaminate the whole thing. Sacrifices. But if a person from such a background takes shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness, takes shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, and chants the holy name, he becomes eligible to perform the sacrifice. He can be the priest of the sacrifice. He becomes better than the ordinary Brahmin. Well, this is the mercy of the Lord. The pure devotee doesn't think, I'm as good as the Lord. Yes, anyone who comes in touch with me becomes purified. He thinks that I'm very low. Kaviraj Goswami says that anyone who takes my name loses all his pious activities. I'm lower than the worm in the stool. He's thinking that way. It's not simply a literary exercise. He's thinking that way. Oh, pure devotee doesn't think, I'm the greatest. He thinks that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the greatest. Krishna is great, I'm small. Therefore, the devotee is great. He becomes great by serving the greatest. As soon as we think, I'm the greatest, we'll be finished. But as soon as we think that Krishna is the greatest, as soon as we think that the devotee of Krishna is the greatest, even Krishna thinks my devotee is greater than I am. As soon as we come in touch with Krishna and Krishna's devotee, they're inseparable. When we think of a pure devotee, we have to think of Krishna. And he has no independent life. His life is all intertwined with the loving service of the Lord. And as soon as we think of Krishna, we have to think of his pure devotees, because Krishna's life is intertwined with the pure devotees of the Lord. So in this way, if we come in touch with Krishna consciousness, come in touch with Krishna and the devotee of Krishna, and hear about the science of Krishna and the association of devotees, chant Hare Krishna in the association of devotees, then our life becomes successful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question?
How do we recognize that our mind is truly progressing spiritually?
How do we recognize that our mind is truly progressing spiritually? When your mind is thinking of Krishna. The more we're thinking of Krishna, the more we're making progress. And the more we're forgetting Krishna, the more progress we have to still make. The more I'm thinking of sense gratification, how to gratify my senses, the more I have to change and think how to gratify the senses of Krishna, then I'm making progress. Okay. The more we see that we're becoming detached from material enjoyment, the more we can understand. Vishya chariya kave shuddha habima. Narottam Das Thakur. When will I give up the desire to gratify my senses? Vishaya means sense gratification. Chodiya. When will I give up this spirit of sense enjoyment? Shuddha Habima. Then my mind will be pure. Something else? Okay, shall we chant? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Swami, I have to make some announcement.